Well, you've heard in breaking news this morning that the New South Wales government has apparently cancelled its plan to let the University of Sydney use Callan Park. Deputy Mayor of Leichhardt and a Greens councillor joins me on the line now. Michelle McKenzie, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Gezza.
What have you heard from the Minister, Christina Keneally, about this?
Well, this morning we met with Christina Keneally, and she told us that the government had cancelled, simply dumped the Sydney University land use plan, which was a huge overdevelopment, so that's a great relief. And they've given the care and control of a major part of the site of Callan Park to Leichhardt Council. And we're incredibly excited, and we think this is a great tribute to the work of the community and obviously a huge dividend for those people who voted Green in the local government elections.
Well, tell us what you've got in mind. Obviously, it's a, first of all, just to deal with the political fallout from this, it must be the coup de grace for those who were opposed to Frank Sartor's plans for the area.
Well, it is, very much so. I mean, but this battle has gone on for 10 years. I mean, I'm also Vice President of Friends of Callan Park, and I've been involved in this with everyone else for 10 whole years. And every time we thought that victory was in sight, the government would come back and challenge it again.
Sydney University plays a very big hand in Sydney. It's an important, had important ideas about what it wanted to do at Callan Park. It had student accommodation and other uses in mind. What's the vision of Leichhardt Council for Callan Park?
Well, the vision of Leichhardt Council will be up to the community, and that's what we've always wanted. So we want to actually very much involve the community in the decision for the future of the site. I mean, the land use plan was a big overdevelopment with huge traffic implications for the site. So obviously we're going to have a lot of hard work and negotiation with government over funding, and negotiation with the community over the future uses. Obviously, we're disappointed that the government moved the mental health hospital out of the site, but within this future plan, there'll be the NGOs with mental health uses will still be on the Broadland Hall precinct, and perhaps in the deciding of the master plan, we'll be able to invite expressions of interest from other mental health providers.
Now, we've been trying to contact the University of Sydney with no luck so far. The University of Sydney, until just today, was going to be the custodian of that land. Why not negotiate with them about your ideas that maybe might also be able to be, you know, accommodating some of their needs?
Well, they still retain the Kirkbride building, which is the Sydney College of the Arts, and they'll be retaining the Writers' Centre section. That's obviously under their care and control. And as part of the master plan process, we'll be talking to them about what other they might have that would fit in with the Callan Park Act. I mean, the best thing about this whole idea is that the Callan Park Act will not be breached in any way. So that offers very strong protection for the future of the site.
Does it mean that you would rule out development for housing or other kinds of, denser, maybe not big apartment buildings, but some kind of subdivision of land there to allow for infill housing in areas of the inner west where there's great demand?
No, there's absolutely no possibility of that on the site because the legislation absolutely prohibits any expansion or the floor space ratio on the site.
I know that you were dealing very closely with lots of sporting groups that have lots of interest there at Callan Park. Those facilities, though, are pretty underdeveloped and there's not good changing rooms or any of those things. How will Leichhardt Council have the resources to do the improvements that are necessary at Callan Park?
Ah, well, that's a very good question, and we'll be talking to the government about opportunities for funding, and we'll be looking at any kind of funding that we can get from the Commonwealth as well. So we've been advised that there are opportunities for that. So those negotiations will be ongoing, obviously.
When you met the Planning Minister, Christina Keneally, what was her mood?
Oh, jubilant. Jubilant. And Verity Firth was with her, and they were very happy about this proposal.
Now, when you're thinking about forming, as you say, this community consultation which will decide the future of Callan Park, do you expect that the Friends of Callan Park will be the principal ones conducting that dialogue with the council, or do you foresee some other mechanisms?
I'm not quite sure yet. I mean, I think the master plan process will be as open as possible. And, you know, we are famous at Leichhardt for negotiating as fully as possible with the community, in fact, you know, to the horror of the government. So I'm sure Friends of Callan Park will be very strongly represented there, but all of the community will be invited to participate in this process.
Look, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you, Deborah.
Councillor Michelle McKenzie there with that breaking news that the plans that Callan Park would be taken over for a development by Sydney University have been scrapped by the state government. Leichhardt Council will now run a community consultation process that will decide the future of that vast tract of recreational and free open space that's in the middle of the Inner West. Verity Firth and Christina Keneally were said to be jubilant at a meeting where they revealed this today at Leichhardt Council. As I said, we've contacted the University of Sydney, which seem to be the big losers in this, and we're waiting for a response from them.